don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a fuck about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, what bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, no, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father wanna build. Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch play her role. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of them niggas is safe. Dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gay. Rolly got charms, a life busted place. Hard to let these bitches know, just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from all of that. Say, little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get caught. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
You're listening to the all-new WTT Radio.
Right, right now.
Where the music lives.
It don't take much. A little affection and some of your time. That's all that I'm asking for. Feels like this dream will never come true. I just want somebody who know how to listen and give me attention. Who won't bring my heart, good intentions. I ain't hard to please, I don't need a lot. Just show me that you care. Can you be there when I need you most? And when I say I don't, make me feel secure forever. I just need someone to love me when it's hard to. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex. From somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions or my feelings. I need good sex and commitment. I don't want money, I'd rather have it. Somebody real, I can be myself around, who makes me laugh. If I'm having a bad day, you know just what to say. I can show you all my thoughts and where my demons play. And you won't use them against me.
With the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Catch the team.
Throw them hands up.
And the all-new WTT Radio.
Look out.
Where we are here for you.
Here for you.
He says it every time, but it needs to be called out.
Because that's what they are. And they're not just hate groups. No. They are domestic terrorists. Yeah. The KKK, the Proud Boys.
White people call white people out.
Those Karens over there in the suburbs. Oh, yeah.
Karens and Dylans, get them.
We took the out. And it's not going to be tolerated no more.
Everybody hunting your meth head cousins. Get them all.
That part. Mm.
Get everybody.
Everybody. Around
not
the
meth.
But that's what they are.
That's the what they cousins are. Who be in a trailer park.
That's in a trailer park. They should be up there in Cherokee County.
Because most of the people that were in the insurrection were normal.
Yes.
Let's be clear. They show the trailer park meth head hunters because it's easy. Most of them were managers of jobs.
They were.
And casting directors, coaches. They were normal
people. Some of them were police officers.
Police officers that were in on it.
Military officers.
They were normal people. You
right.
You couldn't be able to see them.
Right.
They go to the coffee shop with you.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
The water cooler talk. And that, meanwhile, y'all storm the Capitol. Listen. I'm all for Biden and them calling out. We're going to get more into
what was the young baby's name that did the poem, though? I hate that I haven't committed her name
her
to memory
is,
yet. I've only said
name.
It a couple times today.
I ain't see that.
I feel bad. I don't know.
Yes, her name is Amanda Gorman.
Amanda Gorman.
May she did a poem.
Youngest poetry laureate. 23-year-old graduate of Harvard.
Yes, she read the poem. She read was called "The Hill We Climb."
Mm-hmm.
The video and everything she did.
So had hand movements and everything. She comes from the Van Zandt School of Hand Choreography. She did everything.
She's trying to play shit.
Yeah.
I was ready.
She did everything.
My dad is so crazy. I said, "What is she doing? Is she voguing?" I said, "Daddy, that is sign language." Are you serious?
She did, yeah.
Oh, your daddy.
She vogue. She's vogue.
She's vogue.
Like, daddy, like, my father.
Every ancestor's not a vogue.
Y'all be talking about, I'm a mess. Y'all ain't met Big Mike, and it's just.
No, he was a good time.
You call him a good time because you only deal with him on intervals. I have to deal with him almost every other day. He gets
nice
me
a
pain in my behind.
Look at very him. Nice man.
Goodbye.
A nice man.
You know, yeah,
nice
but we got man. A dope show for y'all
very
tonight.
Very nice man.
Okay.
We're going to do our Gaily News.
All right.
We got to fix some shit with Monty Van Zandt.
Apparently.
I'm bringing some current events and hot topics, and we got a nice interview with Mr. Rodney Wash here. Y'all stay tuned. You listen to WTT Radio's Hey Mikey Show. Okay, starting the Monty Van Zandt. We'll be back in a sec.
WTT Radio, your community active station. Spread the word. WTT Radio. It's on fire.
That's good.
I don't know what to say. And I don't know what to do. There's something about you. There's something about you.
Your body, I'm about it, and I'm way up, and I'm way up. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Your pheromones send me into ecstasy.
Oh yeah,
I feel all my fantasies.
nobody.
Why can't everybody know what's good? But some gon' hate what's new. We just do our thing, no time to waste. Always play it cool. And at the end of the night when the lights go out, will we turn down? Oh no, we won't.
We ain't never turn down. We ain't never turn down.
And when they try to make us leave, we turn and say we're never going home.
And you know just what I wanna do. That's what I want.
We back. You listen to WTT Radio's Hey Mikey Show with K-Star and Imani Van Zandt.
What's up?
And we got Mr. Rodney Wash here today, y'all. What's going on, Rodney?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm happy to be here.
All right.
All right.
We're happy to have you. Y'all,
happy to be in the room.
I'm so glad to be here.
Listen, you giving us a word. You giving us a word.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, we need a word because let me tell you, I feel happy.
Which is very.
I feel happy.
You're not under tyranny.
Like I do. I feel like a great weight. Like I can breathe. Like I can watch CNN without being like, what is it? What's
you know,
going
with your
on?
Hand, with your hand, your head in your palm.
Yeah.
Like what is going on?
My
today?
Traffic felt differently today.
I'm proud. To
it
be
really
American
did. It was not a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it was just everything was smooth. Everybody, yeah. Now they got some sense for once.
I watched like maybe the first 2 hours of the inauguration. Did Trump ever come?
Never.
No. Oh,
okay.
No, Pence was there. Shout out to Pence for doing that.
Yeah. Trump was so petty.
We don't like you, but you left with dignity.
Trump was so petty that he didn't even send the Air Force One to go pick up Joe Biden and his
petty.
Wife.
That's petty.
And that's a president tradition. And then Melania Trump was so, you know, her ass. She must invite Dr. Biden to do a walkthrough through the White House. But she was all for unity. Let's unify America.
I'm tired of her and her plagiarized speeches. Y'all go ahead and put her news back online since they want to be so petty. Let's go ahead and post them news back. Mm-hmm. She ain't the first lady no more, so it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and do that. I really loved what I got to see today, y'all. You know, the speeches, everything. Them acknowledging that Kamala is the first black and Asian you know, woman. Vice President, mm-hmm. Vice President woman. This is huge.
Three
like,
in one. Black okay. in one.
Like, but Biden is going to be the first person attached to a first black man and a first black woman.
That mm-hmm. like bookends.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Like, that's
an accomplishment.
Let me tell you. Then, so the next president after we have him for 8 years will be her. Let's go ahead and put that
in
the
I don't think he's going to make it 8 years.
Don't say that. No, God forbid.
But I think that's why he picked Kamala.
But no, he did.
I think that's why he picked Kamala.
Let's just be real.
Why her name Kamala, though?
Because her mother's Indian. Her mother's, like, South Asian.
I want to call her Camilla so bad.
Like, her mother is a real, like, red dot. Like,
I'm like, Camilla. Go on, Camilla, girl. They're like, ain't her name. I'm like, it ain't.
It's
Kamala.
What?
It's Kamala.
I can't breathe. Yeah, Kamala just took me out.
And she an AKA. Thing. That was weird to me.
Did you AKA too?
Yeah, she went to HBCU.
Just
Howard.
Why does that bother you?
Mm-hmm. She just don't give me AKA.
What did she give you?
Back in the day, if you saw me today, she would have gave you AKA back in the day.
She did.
Now, she was beautiful.
Oh, but she's still beautiful. Let's say that.
Yeah, she still is beautiful.
But like back in the day, she was beautiful. She be like a Delta Zeta or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing wrong with a Delta. We ain't gonna put Delta Zeta in the same category.
No.
Y'all, it's a different type of swag.
Yeah.
It is. Listen, y'all like a cop. They're gonna be calling me a cuff.
That's how I mean. Yeah. We're not no shade in Delta.
I call it like a. I'm not. It wasn't how y'all know it was about shade. To be doing see? Y'all thought it was shade. So what was y'all thinking?
Speak against nobody these days. So that's where that, yeah.
But you know, like the White House is doing they're not doing the ball, from my understanding this year. But they are going to be doing some performances. It's going to be socially distanced.
They're not doing the ball,
like the ball situation, because it's been around gathering. They can't because COVID. Pandemic. They got to set an example.
Atlanta's the only place that like ain't shit going on.
Right. Atlanta is so open.
Yeah, we're now. Everybody else is like, what the hell?
Let's definitely talk about that. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. This past MLK weekend.
Ah, we got this in the Gailey news?
I'm not going to get Gailey
news. I'm about to get them hoes.
I'm going to talk about Atlanta people in general and the ones that came out. Y'all was crowded in every single place I could think of today. The gas station, the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was at the McDonald's, everything. I did not step in my house. This weekend, it was not safe to be breathing the air in Atlanta. Outside your house.
Well, I did go to the club.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I did. One of my best friends came in town, and we was like,
what?
Oh, no, I do wear my mask, and I do believe in.
The entire time.
But let's just keep it real. I sure didn't get no temperature check when I walk in this radio station.
Because we know everybody has been in here.
Baby, I'll be seeing Dara wipe these down.
So don't be talking about me going to the club.
We got it.
Let's shut these microphones.
All we got.
And let's shut these microphone condoms that we got right here. Okay.
Well, you always need protection.
Okay. We got the disinfectant spray. We got the Clorox wipes.
No, right. I went to the one indicator in the big warehouse party.
Okay,
and it wasn't packed, so you can really social distance, and we had a section.
Most people had masks on.
I did. I can't speak to
anyone
else.
Yeah,
some people did, but you can tell a lot of people came there just to like let their hair down. Cause I get it. You be stuck
in
the house.
You can't let your hair down right now, though. We can't do that.
Yeah, let your hair down now. You be dead by spring.
Right. Especially.
Well, I mean, because we're on the subject events. Already. Like, y'all know what Pride did just pass this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, you know, the Atlanta club is already packed on a regular basis. But for this particular weekend, I'm talking about 10 times what it usually is.
Death wish.
Nobody has a mask on.
Not one.
And except for me, because, you know, my mask is real cute. They'd be like, oh, I love your mask. I'm like, yeah, I thank you. Why you ain't got one on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I saw you too, Carl.
Wait a minute.
Wait, he's throwing shade at me.
Ain't going to lie. I was out there, but I was masked.
Look,
I was sanitized.
I was like, wait.
And I was in the corner. By myself, if bitches got too close, I pulled out two cigarettes.
But he did.
One,
but he
arm.
Didn't have his
smoke. All
he had his mask on. The important thing is he had his mask on.
You blowing no smoke, bitches start backing the hell up. 6 feet, bitch, get back.
Not come near me.
Because you got to be serious. Because yeah, this new strain they say is attacking like young people and like killing them.
Yeah,
the new strand is like
oh, it's
more
very
powerful.
Much real.
Yes, and we need to be serious about
and
that.
And like I had COVID a few months ago, and it's like it's a weird,
really?
It's weird to have because. You initially get the body chills and the fever. So it's kind of like, oh, it's not that bad. Then the taste loss go. And it's just like, you feel bad, but you don't feel bad. So it's kind of like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Something's happening. It is. I don't like it. But it's very uncomfortable.
Cold.
I put that way. It's uncomfortable.
So what made you go out again in the public since you caught it before?
That's a good question.
Actually, here's the thing. When I caught it first time, I didn't go nowhere. That was what killed me. I was in the house.
So do you feel invincible now? Because
No. Which is why when I do go out, I have my mask and stuff on. But like at first, I was I wasn't nobody around. You know how if they don't get around you, mm-hmm. you don't really, you're like, ah, that's, you know, it's on the news.
Okay.
So I just was like, well, maybe it's not that big of a deal. And then when I called, I said, oh, no.
It's always somebody else's problem.
Until it's yours.
Exactly.
So that's how it was. So I just started taking all the, you know, they tell you, like, wear your mask, wash your hands, sanitize. You'd be like, yeah. And then after I called, I said, oh, hell.
Now,
I'm in there with it now.
Everybody's an anti-masker, so it's a situation.
Yeah, until it happens to you.
Speaking of anti-maskers,
avoid all that. Just do what they tell you.
I can't. Speaking of some anti-maskers and Trump supporters, let's talk about these pardons that Trump dropped down for Kodak Black and Lil Wayne. Were you guys surprised by that?
He got something on him.
Now, he did. They paid for it.
Or that.
Hold on, I paid for it. What happened?
Trump last night.
I would have paid for it too.
Pardons for Kodak Black and Lil Wayne.
Ex-president?
Yes, yeah. The ex-president. 45.
What? 45.
Yes. And they said his lawyer is trying to say that he didn't do the support to get a pardon for the gun charge. He did it because he actually believed in it.
Hell no.
Which is even way he said it's problematic. Y'all want to counsel people, but y'all don't counsel the right people. Lil Wayne needs to be counseled.
Oh, he been counseled.
He needs to be counseled.
I'd have thought so, he's been apparently counseled. Not.
I mean, you know.
Now, I don't like everything the counsel community do, because sometimes I feel like they're just overly sensitive. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I'm really scared about when it comes to media. Now, just like you say something, somebody like, oh, counsel you, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like to feel censored. Like, I feel like everything is not like racist or sexist or gayist or whatever you want to say. I just made a word.
Everyone's wearing gayist.
I like it. I like gayist.
Everyone's read an article and they feel smart.
You're gayist.
Yeah. Now they did. If you say something that I don't like according to my article that I read, because now
I blame Wikipedia for that.
Then you need to be canceled.
Exactly, because like even with Kevin Hart, what Kevin Hart said, he's a comedian. That's what I don't understand when it comes to the gay community.
Absolutely.
The gay community be called out. You know, when it's us with each other, that we're rude, nasty, say
all
some
the time.
Horrible
Vicious.
Shit to each other.
Vicious.
But let somebody else say, oh, hit your gay child with a, oh my God, he said something.
You know how that is, though.
You cherry pick.
I can say what I want to say to my brother, but if you say something to him, I'm going to pop you in your face.
That's a difference, but I don't agree with that. Like, the gay community, they be doing too much.
Black
I ain't
people do
gonna
it
lie.
Too.
Speaking of that, Chasing Atlanta reunion comes on tonight at 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we're talking about pettiness.
Yeah,
so we give it to it. Good slide that in.
No, it was. You know, yeah. Shout out to you for refereeing that situation, because I heard
it
you.
It was a lot.
I heard you.
But
you
they did not
shit.
Fight. It was not one fight. I knew it.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And y'all didn't have a crowd, right?
No crowd.
That's why.
That's why.
The gay crowd, for reunions, we don't need no audience. We can't handle that yet.
Because bitches like to put on a show.
Yeah, they do.
And it's usually the audience.
And the audience is
the audience want to be part of the show. Sit down, shut up, go home. So, no, we
not go home.
Go on. We can't handle that.
Why she here, Ike? Why she here? What's going on?
We can't handle that. We did not have a crowd, so we got through it.
$100.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And other news, y'all. Kanye West is less than 3-0 that his marriage issues are going to be posted on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Why are you upset about that? They've been doing this show for how many years now?
He's upset that the marriage.
You knew what you was getting when you married a Kardashian.
I thought they're off the air.
No, they still got the other half of their last season.
Yeah, this is their last season.
But this is the last. Okay,
this is the other half of the last season.
Thank God.
So he's mad that they're gonna be showing his marital issues with Kim on the show. Why wouldn't they show?
Kanye West is embarrassing already by himself.
My thing is, she the biggest reality star on the planet. You don't think you're gonna end up on there? That's not gonna be a topic of conversation.
She married that man for his clout.
I don't care what she married him for.
Clear.
He's stupid to think that that's not gonna be on the show.
I agree with you on that.
And to be upset.
I agree with you on that. Okay.
He's married a Kardashian. What the hell was you thinking?
That's
how they made their living.
I have never understood that.
But one thing I respect about Kim, her pussy put her whole family on.
Sure did.
And
that's how you hoe with a purpose.
I respect the hoe like that.
That's a hoe with a purpose.
It's not necessarily the hoe, it's the mama. Because to take a sex tape of your daughter and to spin it into all of that and spread it to the rest of the girls and everybody and make this million, that's her mama.
Her whole family is rich.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Right. They were well off at first, but now they're filthy rich.
Yeah, they're filthy rich.
Disgusting rich. Well, you know what? I'm just going to change the wallpaper of the entire house and everybody else's house because I feel like it.
I
wish yellow this week.
Man,
I
wish my pussy would get me $1 million deal.
It can. We got to go to the right area.
I just need somebody to spin my pussy the right way. You know?
Don't spin it.
If you can spin it into $1 million, you spin that mug.
If you can flip it.
Well,
flip
that
motherfucker all up and down.
Well, go get your all the fans, Carl.
I'm trying to, but it's too overly saturated now.
That's a good place to leave off on, y'all.
It is.
We're
going to
go ahead and
have
a break.
That's why I'm so upset. Y'all done made the block hot. Everybody got one now.
Wait, not y'all.
I may have considered it.
No.
But geez.
We're going to go to break. Y'all listen to WTC Radio. It's the Hey Mikey Show with K-Star and Money Benz. We'll be back in a second.
Yeah. your baby.
I just wanna get your attention.
Hey girl, hey girl.
I really wanna be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got you gonna wanna get some. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock. Won't win no bet. You just put that bottom up in your hand. I'll get you hot. I know you won't so well. Shawty, you already know what it is. Yeah. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sexin'. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in the air. Said I'll get you high.
Be gotta tell you what to do. Give me high like you do, yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new. Give me high like you do. Listen to my heart go wide, do da, be da da. It just won't stop, it go. Head over heels in love, right in front of you, I ain't gotta look no more, baby. I wanna build this love. And everything you own, you ain't gotta ask for. You got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. Tell you from the jump, I don't wanna choose you. Got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. Grab me by the waist, baby, pull me closer. Give me high like you do, yeah. Ooh, yeah, you know I'll never get over you until I find something new. So give me high like you do. Listen to my heart go bada, 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 bada.
Illest.
You're listening to the all-new WTT Radio. Yeah. Your urban lifestyle station.
WTT Radio.
Hold on, y'all. You listen to WTT Radio. The Hey Mikey Show. Y'all, Carl is a mess. And he's just, I've been trying so hard not to laugh at him. He is a true, true mess.
It's a lot.
But listen, y'all, we're going to go ahead and slide into the Gailey News.
Oh, my God. Yes. I wasn't even ready. Hold on.
You're up.
Put the condom on the mic.
Oh, my God.
You are stupid.
I like it raw.
Let's do it.
Sorry,
Jackie's back.
So, y'all, it's been a lot going on in the world today. First of all, we already let y'all know the MLK weekend just passed, y'all. The girls are out here. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of positive COVID tests going back to whatever city in the U.S. is out. The entire goddamn country. I'm just saying. Because everybody's out here. They was out here just mouths raw as I don't know what. But,
raw mouth.
Yeah, that raw mouth. Just raw mouth, raw mouth. Talking to people, what, you know, that's
that?
Like real sexual.
Explain that to the people who don't know.
The raw mouth?
What is that?
No, no mask. Just ew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just don't be out here raw mouthing. That's not. Yes. It's a pandemic.
Yes.
Put something on your, put that over that trap.
Trap your mouth.
Trap them dick suckers up. This is not the time. Okay? So, in first news, we have, I don't know if y'all remember, a few years ago, there was a web reality show called Bad Boys Club Atlanta. And it got really popular, but it was like one of the first reality shows, you know, when they first started coming. So, there was a guy on there by the name of Adrian. Y'all might not remember, because like I said, me too, when I seen it was so popular. Now, this is a very popular story.
Okay.
I don't know who he is. Do you know who he is?
I don't.
Exactly. I didn't either. Yeah. But I'm telling you about it, because apparently someone cares. So, his name is Adrian, and I guess some boy, a guy had hit his sister or something like that, and I don't know if it was gay, straight, didn't get the orientation of the guy, but he proceeds to body slam and just beat the hell out this man on camera,
and it's been all over the blog.
Adrian?
His name is Adrian.
His name on Twitter is Cinnamon something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I have the video for you. You're in love.
Oh, you got the tea.
Let me see. Let's see.
You'll see.
Why are you playing? Adrian, come on, Adrian.
Okay, now if y'all do not know from the show, it had a lot of views, but one of the most popular scenes from the show was a guy that was like basically butt naked. He had on like maybe a pair of drawers with a pair of panties, and he was beating the hell out of somebody else. That naked guy was Adrian. So.
It's Adrian light-skinned?
Yes, light-skinned.
Mm-hmm. It was two of them.
Yeah,
it was
two
of them.
The one that had no clothes on, he's light-skinned, he's tall.
Because they
was
wearing clothes. They
outside.
The
yeah, there you go. That
used to be at, what's that place that people used to go to back in the day on Tuesday? Dugan's. They used to go to Dugan's a lot. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what happened with that. So, it's been all over the blog. So, yeah. So, that's what All right. In other news, we also have the, if y'all do know, I'm pretty sure everybody's B2K fan. And y'all are aware that Raz B has went on another rant. If y'all know, if y'all been following Raz B, y'all have been talking about this for a very long time.
He hurt.
He's basically saying that they're basically trying to shut. He's got a lot of cease and desist for slander and stuff like that. So what he went on there and saying, So because you know when you look at the other group members are back in the limelight. They're still talking about tours and doing music, but they have basically ostracized him from all tours. They really don't want to know.
Well, he did have
him.
Domestic violence charge, so I do not blame him for
that. I mean, but this guy's been going through some issues.
He
did
have domestic
violence
charge.
He is a victim, and if you have watched like his lives, he had a sex tape out. Lord Jesus,
was a man or female?
It was a female.
Was it good?
No.
And you know that's my man, so you know that could kill 10 years of.
He had a what?
Right on down the drain.
It was small.
Oh, please don't let me relive it. Please,
don't let me relive it.
This man in my mind is still my man. Okay. Regardless of his shortcomings.
So anyway,
he's basically on here on ranting on Twitter, basically not Twitter, Twitter and Instagram, basically saying that they need to do a lie detector test because let you know that he said y'all doing cease and desist. You can't really cease and desist me if I'm not lying. Let's go in there. Let's talk about it. Ooh. He's mad at calling his other group members out, like why y'all won't speak up against it. And he's not only accusing Chris Stokes, he's also accusing Mark Houston. So it's a lot. That was new for me because I hadn't heard that one.
I've actually heard that one.
So I had never. That one was new.
Unfortunately, you know.
So I have a little clip.
Marcus
of it,
Houston.
Just so y'all
want
to hear a little bit of
at
it.
At this age, now
and
he
I got
touch
this
me
clip
this
is from. These clips are from Courteous of Blog Nay. So y'all can go ahead and do that. So.
You on the Wi-Fi?
Who not kind if you pay the bill?
People that support me. And they're like, take this down, deal with this privately. But I say, yo, they've ruined me publicly. They've tried to smear my testimony, make me out to look crazy, got people looking at me sideways, got people thinking that I'm gay, and I'm not because I was molested by a pedophile.
Speak on it.
So this is how we do this. Since y'all want to try to shut me down publicly with sending out cease and desist letters, let's get in the room with the lawyers, and let's take a polygraph test. I'm going to take the test, and when I take the test, you can do whatever it is that you need to do. When you take it, and when you fail, you take this fade, and you take that bit. Because I'm tired of being bullied, and I'm not going to be bullied no more.
Y'all leave my man alone.
I ain't mad at him.
Y'all leave him alone.
I ain't mad at him.
Look, listen.
And that's the one who got Janae Eichel.
That's Orion, ain't it?
Yeah.
Orion. There we go.
Please do it.
Okay, so in wrapping up my wrapping up Gailey News today, we are going. You have to know that at 8 o'clock, which is in about 15 minutes, Chasing Atlanta. Final reunion is coming on.
I think it's beginning.
I don't know how many parts it is.
No,
it might be two.
Part.
You sure?
Yeah.
Rumor has they might have three. They said it was real juicy.
They
claimed it was real juice. So I don't know. But the reunion today. So since we got the host today, what can you tell us?
Fans at
listen, if you don't know who I am by now,
shame on you. Shame on you.
And I did host a reunion. There's a lot. We got through it. The main thing, like we were talking about earlier, there was no audience. There never needs to be an audience.
So you right think now, that contributes to the bull?
Yeah. Okay. Right now, for LGBT reality TV, there never needs to be an audience. They can't handle it.
I agree.
Okay.
They can't handle it. The security is not adequate enough. The situation is not safe enough to have an audience there for something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So because we didn't have an audience, we actually got through it. Same thing with Dallas. We got through that one, too, because there was no audience.
Well, you know what? Dallas never got in a fight, though. Dallas is the only show that had us reunite without fighting. That I know of.
They have an amount.
Well, Dallas just announced a new show called The Retreat.
Yeah.
Don't speak too soon because we don't know.
But they're doing.
We don't know what that's given yet.
What doing right now with Basketball Wives? They're gonna be in one area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's smart.
Yeah. Keep it controlled. But yeah, I mean, everybody got their say. There's a lot. We go through every single issue. You'll be very happy. Everything. A lot of things got reconciled and resolved.
Did everything?
No. Not everything. And you have to watch to find out.
I want to know who. I love Kendra. I'm sorry.
I love me some Kendra. Love me some Kendra.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just know there's a lot of things going on with a lot of the new shows that's coming out there. I heard some ideas about some shows maybe doing some collabs pretty soon. It's a lot of things is what I'm hearing. So something like a retreat, y'all might be seeing some of that going down in Atlanta from what I'm hearing. That's just rumor has it. And I also heard that, you know, of course y'all know that Chase Atlanta is by Andario.
Yes. Hey, Andario.
What happened to Kevon? What he on there too?
Does anybody know what happened with that situation? I want to talk to Kevon every time the Kevon's name is mentioned.
You know, I work
it's
with,
almost like a Voldemort.
It's
kind of situation.
It, like nobody says anything.
And I don't know.
But
don't
he
know
still produces
like
shows on.
He gets the credit because I know he did a lot of work on there. So I don't know. I work
but
with Kevon still.
The,
I have not.
Love
I never. I asked him once, and it's him? Like when it went over it. But you know me, I'm going to sneak it in there again.
Isn't the love show that God was on Travis on? Ain't that Kevon?
That's Kevon. Oh, yeah. Kevon has his own network, you know, aside from Chase and
Reality. Oh, so that's not on Chase the Line.
No, that's two. They're two different
brands.
Yeah.
And Kevon has a pretty nice brand of his own.
Well, that's how you do it, then.
Hey.
I'm just saying. I'll try to get to the bottom of it. You know me.
Well, you know me. Just stay tuned. Y'all make sure y'all come here next week, and I assure you,
yeah.
I will have something next week on some that. News. We'll be back with that. Yes. And that concludes the Gaily News today. I am K-Star, and this is the Hey Mikey Show. Anything else? You want me to go to commercial break? You know what? Let's take a moment. We're going to get a little bit of some of this Rihanna Luna's Queen Naja, and we'll be right back. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's right. There's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right. Give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right. ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Here we go again. Swear we had a good weekend. Now you got an attitude for what? I don't know. But it can't be that serious. Silent treatment ain't what's up.
No, no.
Space won't help either one of us. Back to square one. Won't you kiss me, let's end this. Every time I think about you leaving, I go insane. Every time I think about leaving, I can't walk away from you. I wait from you, I wait from you, baby. I can't walk away from you, I wait from you, I wait from you, baby. I can't walk away from you, I wait from you, I wait from you, baby. I can't walk away from you, I wait from you. I can never see myself without you. Every time I think about you.
stay mad at you. Despite all of the back and forth we do, I just wanna let you know that I'm willing to ride, whether you're wrong or right. Although we fuss and fight, I'd rather be by your side. Oh, I'm so mad that I can't stay mad at you.
Another Medical Minute with Dr. Kanisha. I just wanted to offer a friendly reminder to all of my bosom buddies out there. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to know, did you get your mammogram? Are you doing yourself breast exams? The keys to our success with cancer prevention are screening and early detection. Both mammography and self-breast exam are important. If you are not sure how to get started, let me help you out. I have three easy steps for self-examination. Look, touch, talk. Carefully examine your breasts. Look. Take a look in the mirror. Are there any skin changes, discolorations, or dimpling? As you touch your breasts, feel for lumps and bumps. Also compare to the opposite side for symmetry. And never forget to talk. Talk with your healthcare provider about any new discoveries you find, big or small, when you're doing your self-breast exams. This has been a Medical Minute with Dr. Kanisha. As always, the more you know, the farther you can go. Let's build a healthy lifestyle together, 1 minute at a time. Stay plugged in at Dr. Kanisha on social media and drkanisha.com.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
What's up, y'all? This is Hey Mikey Show, and we are back, bitch. We are back.
Listen,
Mikey, what we get into? What's next on our agenda?
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get into a little shit fix.
We're gonna shit fix?
Am I Van Zapp?
I'm always ready.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you fixed?
What was her name that did the poem again today? Because she did all the choreography.
I can't remember what her name
was. I hate to ever forget her name. I have so many students out there. But okay. She made me proud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. First situation.
Damn.
Gorman, that's her name.
Yes.
That is.
Miss Gorman.
All right, first situation.
All right.
A guy wants to try to get a new type of piercing on his member. We're gonna say, well, we can say dick on here. We can say
he hell yeah.
No, we've liberated that word.
Yeah. On his right. Dick.
Yes, a man got his dick.
We
pierced.
Gotta say it like that though.
Dick.
Okay.
Ain't they called a Prince Charlie or Prince?
Prince. Yeah, Prince.
It's
Charles.
Called something.
Yeah,
it's
Prince
something
Charles.
Like
that.
That has some
classic. So the shit fix is his wife told him not to get it.
Okay.
He's decided to go ahead and go through with it. He thought that she would be okay with it, and now she is divorcing him. Is she in the wrong?
Damn. Isn't that it?
She gonna divorce him over?
Is she in the wrong for it? Do you feel like?
For divorce him over getting his Prince Charlie?
It's just some other issue she had.
She's been waiting on that.
She's been waiting
on
that.
That's what it is.
She needed a reason.
She needed a reason. That's what did it. You can work around that.
Okay.
What? I mean, unless.
But I don't know. If I ask you not to do something, it depends how serious the moment was.
That's why you single
anyway,
now.
Anyway, like.
That's why you ain't got no man.
That
was tip of the iceberg. It seemed like
that
was tip of the iceberg.
I'm saying, this is what it is, though. She's been waiting on that.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's to be honest, there's some other stuff that's going on there. That should, especially if the rest of the parts of the relationship are whole and everything is good, like they're doing everything, he's providing, you can trust him, he ain't cheating on you, nothing like that. A ring, a little piercing caused you to walk out, you've been waiting.
Yeah,
that's
a lot.
You got something across the street you trying to get to.
Speak on it.
That's what it is.
Speak on it.
You need to have other conversations.
Come
if
on.
If it was that simple, you didn't have a relationship.
Okay.
I have a question actually from a viewer that I wanted you to answer.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Okay. So they are 15.
Years 15? Old?
Yes, they're 15 years old.
Ooh.
And they are interested in doing drag.
The what hell is the they first doing thing listening to this show?
Okay, there's a viewer that's 15 and they're interested in doing drag.
Yes.
If you're tired of reading about other people getting rich in the stock market,
they don't know about it too much. They know that he dabbles here and there. They've expressed a disdain for it, but you know, he's 16. He's ready to emancipate himself, and he feels like he wants to do drag to emancipate himself, make the money, take care of himself. What advice would you give him?
At the end of the day, the child can do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Whatever the consequences that the parents have set is what it's going to be. Because until you're grown, you have to abide by the rules of the house.
I agree with that.
You have to abide by the rules. So that's okay. Go ahead and do drag. Okay. If mom and dad said, don't do that in my house until you're 18, and you go ahead and do it, and the consequences are that now you have to go and find your own way. I don't want to see that end happen, but you decided to play those cards. You got to be smart. I just talked, who was that last night? Chad Bailey. That I talked from Pink Gorillas Entertainment, and he said that's a lot of what goes on in Jamaica, is that they have to play it a certain way until they can do for themselves.
That's
you got to be smart.
So fake it till you make it, but
maybe not so much fake it. I mean, you don't want to be somebody else, but you have to walk
play
a fine
safe,
line yeah. until you can call your own shots.
Come on,
you're not paying your own bills. Your very next meal is coming from those parents.
Okay.
As long as they're not abusing you and hurting you, locking you up in the basement, all this kind of craziness or anything like that, do what they say until you can get out of the house.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Okay, so I have perhaps this next one is, it's actually based on a true story. And no, it's not me.
Okay.
Sure? Allegedly.
Are you sure?
So no, it's like,
well, you got to get that disclaimer.
Are his friend, friend of the family?
Because
they always friends of the family.
Oh, no, they be friends. But I know all my brothers and sisters. I got DNA tests for them. This is what I'm going to say. So,
Wendy
two gay guys are dating. Neither one of them really knew their dad. Man shows up at the house. He's actually both of their fathers. This is a true story. They've live in Atlanta. They've now been in a relationship for a year and a half. They just moved in together last month. And now they're trying to figure out what they should do. How would you
talk about connection?
Well, they might think they have babies. Just
shit,
like
let it go.
What you mean?
Let it go. That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
That's your brother.
You found your show. You ain't know that.
This is the money segment.
I'm on the clock.
She on the clock. Yes.
The main thing is, I don't want to advise it this way, but I got to say it. You're talking about two adults. while we may think that it's nasty, and we have every right reason to think that, we can't tell people what to do.
I know. I gotta grab my titties.
I don't want to see them doing it. I think it's gross.
Let them have their Alabama love, child.
Let's go to therapy and figure out how we need to break up, because at this point now you have a lot of emotions.
What's it called? A conscious uncoupling?
Conscious uncoupling.
Let's do that.
Listen, we learned that from Octavius Terry. This needs to be a conscious uncoupling by just familial standards, because it's your brother.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real about that. But at the end of the day, you're two adults. If you decide that that's what you want to do, who are me to judge?
That's nasty. That's nasty. Point blank. Period.
But the thing is, just because it's nasty, I still can't tell you what to do.
That sounds like a situation when your best friend sleeps with your ex. Well, it just happened. No, bitch. It's a million people out there.
Right.
No.
But my thing is, the only saving grace for them is they didn't know.
They didn't know, but once you find out, you need to go. It's done. It's no question. Mm-hmm. It's like, no therapy.
I'll be a little vulnerable child. I'll be very honest. I was 16. I met this girl, was in 10th grade, and I thought she was the finest thing walking. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get that. That's how I'm going to get my rocks off and be a man and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We did a damn family. I had kissed the girl and everything.
Yeah.
You know, touched her, rubbed up on her and all that.
Yeah.
We did a family tree, and our tree is connected with the same person right there.
But that's not.
Do you know, that was it.
But the thing is, that type of an encounter is not uncommon, especially
it's
when everybody
runs. Yeah, yeah, it's
especially
not
with
uncommon.
Black people, y'all.
Yeah, but everybody's going to have a little bit of a story.
Right.
But once you find out, you need to make some better choices.
Yeah, but y'all got to think about it. These people have been together for, a year and a half? They done moved in together. You don't know what.
They share chromosomes. Carl, are you the first person you ever loved in your life?
I'm taking my place. I'm taking myself out of it. Me, I'd have been. It'd have been over.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get something from somewhere else. Yeah, you don't know where they could be at in there. We don't know where they are in there.
But I'm going to tell you, this is the other thing, too. It doesn't matter. We judge situations based on our length.
Yeah.
We get it.
Because me, oh, hell no.
We don't know what they invested.
Yeah, like me, I could
do. That's like you could Donald Trump actions. I don't agree with that. Trump is an asshole. He should have been removed. That shit is nasty. They should stop.
That's just
period.
Here, put him in the same box as Trump.
Period.
That's a bit much. Period.
As you've seen all the ones that, you know, the YT people who stormed the Capitol.
The YT.
Yeah. With that being said,
there are people that are in. And the problem with the nation now, people are in different realities.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's crazy to us.
It's crazy.
But they've been in that echo chamber for so long, your mind gets wired a certain way.
I agree with you on that.
And, we can't speak for that
and
wiring.
And the other person's been painted as a villain for so long, you really believe it.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta,
what do you mean? So you're telling me, if we was talking, right, and I could be deeply in love with you, but you have morals at the end of the day. You know right from wrong, right? Okay, will you go touch a little boy?
Don't complain.
What I'm saying is that's wrong. That's a nasty, wrong thing. That's what I'm saying.
Wrong.
So that's wrong, right? So why are you trying to? Why anyone trying to condone you dating your brother?
I'm not condoning your brother.
He know that.
No one is condoning that. He didn't. What I'm saying is he didn't.
And you can't unfuck him.
You cannot conflate and put them in
the same. The fact that you
right
now
Trump supporters.
It's wrong.
That's apples and
oranges. It's
according
wrong.
To your lens.
It's wrong.
It's
and according
you
to the lens
conflate.
Of the world. But again, like we said with the Trump supporters, when you are in a certain situation, that's how Stockholm Syndrome happens.
It is.
A lot of people don't know that they're victims until you have to teach them.
Well, I'll tell you this.
So the thing is,
DM me and I'm going to let you know why it's wrong.
But let me tell you, this is the answer, Mike, for that. This is what would need to happen, what I would hope would have happened. You have to love people out of situations like that.
Agreed.
Because the thing is, again, we're looking at it from the outside and saying, oh, these two, they're brothers. You should just be able just to cut it. We don't know what types of spiritual intimate connections they have.
I don't know what
they
I
have
mean.
To be rehabilitated out
true.
Of that. That doesn't happen right away. That takes time.
They do have to untangle that. That has to be
You have to, yeah.
Especially if you feel like this person was the love of your life. You finna get married.
Yeah. You're telling me that somebody shared the same blood and DNA as
you
me.
Find
your mind,
you
just I'm sorry. I guess I'm 30, and I don't think as a child.
Okay, let me put it in the way you might get. Let's say.
It ain't no way you could put that. That's my
let's
brother.
Let's say somebody like Chris Jew. Y'all dated. Y'all together.
And I think that's
two
a fine
years.
Man.
Two
but
years
guess
y'all
what?
Been together.
It's cut off.
I mean, I'm not. Nah, I agree
no,
with
I
that.
Mean, I agree.
But
I'm
sorry.
What I'm saying is in these 2 years.
Now
what
I be like? Now what I be like? Damn, that's fucked up. I thought I found love in my life, but guess what? That's like God sent me that one. He'll send me another one.
I'm gonna give you more. Yeah,
you'll be 80 years old by your damn self.
That's
okay.
A lie.
Your brother was your soulmate, bitch.
I'm gonna give you more information. They're sharing a one bedroom.
Uh huh.
They've lived and worked together. That's all they know. For one boy, this is his first gay relationship. Like he came out for this guy.
Wow.
Damn.
So for him, it's very deeply hooked and tethered. I'm not saying that they need to, that they don't need to split apart. I'm saying it's gonna take some time.
Until you're until
like
you
Octavia said, a conscious uncoupling. Yeah. We gotta go through the process of breaking up.
That type of
the sexual part we can cut off right there. Yeah. But as far as me having feelings for you, that's gonna have to
I'm
die
not
down.
Saying you're so this almost like I'm saying that I'm just a mean person.
No, we don't sound like
I'm not saying that you're not gonna like I'm pretty sure that's traumatic. The first like Remember your first breakup? You was in love.
You were
deep in love. You did some dumb shit, but look where you at now. You get what I'm saying? Like, probably I had other situations.
That's the thing, you're speaking from now.
Yeah.
You're not speaking from where you at
then. And then what's different from that situation with my ex wasn't my brother.
Yeah, but you didn't find that out.
Yeah, that's true, though.
My ex wasn't my brother.
But it does not change what's where,
but
where they're
I'm
at right
is
now.
This.
It don't change that.
You're with my brother.
Yeah. It's called
but
fun love's last breath.
I have to also say this, too, and this is with all due respect. You don't know. Because you've never been in their shoes.
What I'm saying is that.
Hold on, Carl. Mm-hmm. You're speaking from it as someone who's never been there. Until it happens to you, that's the problem with people that don't know how to exercise empathy. Until you have been in those shoes, you can't even speak on it.
I'm going to share a story. And you know what? God damn it. My mom and daddy, it's okay. You know, blame me. It is what it is. No. So my grandfather was a whore. My mother's dad was a whore.
Uh-huh.
Suck his dick in anything he wanted to stick it in. Okay? He went so far as had sex with my grandmother's niece, which is my mother's first cousin. They had children. Okay? So the shit is wrong and the
this
shit is nasty. So when I speak from stuff,
was he related to said?
He wasn't, but that's.
But it's still wrong. I get it.
I get the difference with this story, though that supports it, everything went in knowingly. This
was unknown.
Didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know.
That's different. That's predatory. Yeah,
they didn't know until their dad showed up at the door.
It's not predatorial, but it's on the same basis that's family. And it's,
but it's, but it's
so I'm not saying like you like
they,
you just
that's the only thing is that it's a family.
Like it's not you didn't know. But at the same time, you have some type of decency and morals in your body. Mm-hmm. You might have the heart saying, oh, my God, I love him. But that's how your heart, like, I know this.
Which is probably where they're at right now.
Exactly where they're at.
Because I know guys that I've dated past, the ones I know I've been madly in love with, if I'd have found out with my brother, you know that would have crushed me. Like, I would have had to do a separate healing process for that.
But again, what empathy does, it prevents us from snatching someone into our morals.
Yeah.
I agree. With you
100%. Yes, I
agree. Regardless of what you may feel,
I feel bad for him. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But we can't snatch them into our morals and say, you should know what I know.
Yeah, they don't know. That's everybody don't do that.
Works.
You have to put yourself in another
perspective. I don't agree with that, but you know.
You always got to look for, you got to walk in somebody else's shoes. You always got to take your feelings and personal
out of
it.
Even with morals.
Because me, oh hell no. I can't.
Empathy teaches us, even with morals, you have to say, I don't know your story.
There you go.
Everything that I may have learned may support why.
But I don't like people who try to play dumb.
Van Zapp is fixing today.
I'm just being honest. When you play dumb, that's a different. When you really don't know. Like, it's some old people back in Mississippi, in Louisiana, who are taught that black folks are evil, nasty, and mean. That's all they know.
Right.
But once you learn, right? Once you had a chance to say, you know that's not right.
But it don't happen like that.
It doesn't.
It takes love.
But you are taught that, right?
Yeah.
So are you not taught
everybody
with a child not to sleep with your
everybody
family
wasn't. Everybody wasn't.
I'm gonna go back
you
to,
get what I'm saying? Am I making
to,
sense?
Hold on. Let's go back to Carl's example. Right now, the problem with our nation, half of us are living in a different reality.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we tell them, I don't care how many indictments you bring against them, how much they got to go to jail, that mind still feels like that is right. Mm. It's going to take love to pull those people out of where they are to let them know that they're wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we try to, we get it out here. I understand. I'm with you all day. We get it out here, but we have to love people out of that situation. We don't know what they've been through. Mm. We don't know what they've done for each other. We don't know what type of deep connections they have. So why is black and white to us is very gray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have to
teach them to see the black and white. And that's
no way.
As long as we take, and I'm not trying to change
we
your mind,
can stay
but as long as we take that ill approach,
you
never help
gray. Now, I'll sit down and say, now, baby.
But I'm doing the, we play LaToya Luckett
again.
Next.
The gray. It's going to hurt. You're going to cry. But baby, sweet baby, this is your
nah,
brother.
Baby, sweet baby.
I didn't say sweet baby, but that's my love.
That was a good one. That's a true story?
That's a true story.
I mean, they have. Oh, you didn't tell me that off air. Who you talking about?
Before you go to commercial, just want to say so.
Oh, no, I'm downloading right now. Hold on. Keep talking.
Or whatever. If anybody's in a situation similar to that. Understand that you're not judged for it at all.
Why aren't you the landlord? Yes, you. Why aren't you the landlord? Every day you go to and from work and you look up and you see apartment buildings, self storage facilities,
yeah, come on
office
now.
Buildings, shopping centers, and I bet at times what's going through your mind is, what would it be like if I owned that commercial?
He's been real talkative today, pal. Real talkative.
Or perhaps you're wondering, I wish I could understand how to buy that commercial property. You know the one where you work in and you see the landlord every day and he's just a bad person. How can you do that? How can I do that? Well, what's stopping you? Well, if what's stopping you is the best to get, I have a solution. It's right here.
Download the app. For the all new WTT Radio. Giving you the tea. 24 hours. WTT Radio.
Something keeps calling me. I feel the burdens on me.
Okay. Beat back. Bounce that ass, drop it low, let me see your shade. Bounce that ass, pop it down, let me see your shade. Bounce that ass, bend it over, let me see your shade. Got a few dollars, little bitch, I'll make it quake. Bounce that ass, drop it low, let me see your shade. Bounce that ass, pop it down, let me see your shade. Bounce that ass, bend it over, let me see your shade. Got a few dollars, little bitch, I'll make it quake. Double C's on the back, yo, I'm pricey. Yeah, you really wanna know how to ice me. Tell your nigga that he really wanna wipe me. Ass pressure, so you know what's really nice. He a dick, keep the nigga in check. Got a thick nigga, so you know it's getting wet. He wanna get up on the back, I'ma let him know. I'm on my city, boy, yeah, you better have some dough. Yeah, I'm all of that. Little day tap, if you really wanna know, yeah, you wanna hit that. Yeah. Yeah, you mad, little nigga, cause I'm slim fat. And your nigga wanna hit that, that's a big fat. I'll make it quake. Loves when it class back. Number two off. Thighs, wings, legs back. Calling me his little stack. You wanna tap? Yeah, that. I'm a real freak. Yeah, you know he want it like that. I need a bust down. Yeah, you know, flood it out. I need an ice bath. Yeah, this wrist heavy now. When a storm on my neck. Certified blue check. Only get back is really getting checked. Yeah, I'ma give you what you like. Wanna get down on this bike. Say you really want it now. I'ma fuck him to the ground. I'ma have that ass up and down. Yeah, bend that motherfucker round and round. Hey. I'll make it quake. Bounce that ass, drop it low, let me see you shake. Bounce that ass, pop it down, let me see you shake. Bounce that ass, bend it over, let me see you shake. Got a few dollars, little bitch, I'll make it quake.
We stay here on the scene.
but every kiss is making you want to stay. If you don't ever wanna leave, then boy, is all you have to say. Just tell me what you say.
WTT Radio, the Hey Mikey Show with K-Star and Imani Van Zapp.
Hey, what's up?
I hope y'all enjoyed our last segment. We were fixing some shit with Imani Van Zapp.
Okay.
Imani, thank you.
Shit got a little, she got real up in here.
Yeah,
got real.
It literally got hot in the room. I thought
literally.
The devil must have tried to walk inside of here.
We had to open a window like it was hot.
The devil must have tried to walk inside of here. Sabrina Morningstar or somebody. I didn't know what was going
on. Man, you come out Sabrina Morningstar.
I'm so mad it's over.
Rest in peace.
Sorry, I hate that spoiler. She died.
Yeah, rest in peace, y'all.
You just gonna tell everybody?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell them.
Shit, it means been out for like 2 months.
Yeah, it should, they should watch it by now. It's only 8 episodes. Get you a life. Sit down, get some popcorn. Actually, Netflix and not chill. You can actually watch something that's pretty dope. Getting back to it and moving on. We got Mr. Rodney.
You are so nasty
in the building. What's going on, Rodney?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you here. What is going on with you today?
Well, I am here to actually talk about my book, Media World.
How big is the words?
Through
let me
my
see the book.
Eyes. Oh, no, it's actually have words. You're not going to do me, sweetie.
Oh, it's not a pamphlet.
Not a pamphlet.
They look a little big, Charles.
No.
Chad, you know the girl little. You know the girls make their words this big. Be like, I just published a book.
I do.
Girl, that is an essay on 5 pieces of paper, girl.
But that ain't my book.
With a picture. What is the book about?
It's really about, like, basic media worth through my eyes. Man. Basically, like, how I started off in 2018, right? On Facebook. And from Facebook, we got picked up by this radio station. So in March, we started on Facebook. By, I want to say June, we was on radio station. And by September, we was picked up by Rolling Out Magazine.
Okay. So shout out to Lipstick and Cognac. They would always be my, you know, my baby. Aww. That's my start.
Yeah.
And, you started here. That's
I sure did.
Here.
Did right across the hall. No, in this room actually.
Was it?
It was this room.
Which one gets this room?
Yes, it was this room.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Yes, yes. And you know, that's starting off and you know, being really happy, so you start making money.
Mm.
And you just be like, oh, I'm doing it. You know, so once what I was doing started competing with my salary, my 9 to 5, I was like, I need to make a change. Mm. But before that, I didn't have an LLC. I didn't have an EIN number.
Mm.
I didn't have a business checking account, a business phone number, a website or email. I was based just doing it.
Yeah.
And so when it came time for me to file my taxes, I owed over $10,000 to IRS.
God.
And, you know, even, like, didn't get no publicists. You know, you have these publicists out here who will be posing with people, like, they actually working, but they're actually taking
a fan
with people. I got swindled out of $3,000 with a person who said they can actually do something for my career. And I'll be honest with myself.
No.
I felt like I should blame myself, too, because even though I was popping and doing good things, I was not where I felt like I was in my head, and he should have been real. Say, you know, you're not there yet. You need to still grow.
They
he wanted that money.
People.
They do.
They throw have an idea.
Yeah, they do. And, yeah. And, you know, so this book really is about all the right, the wrong, and right, wrong thing I did to build my brand. And eventually I was able to quit my job back in August 11th of 2019. And I have not been back to work for anybody but myself since then. And I had a lot of people who reached out to me saying, hey, Ryan, what you doing? What you doing? And, you know, I really was busy. Just, you know, when you don't work for nobody, you don't have time to talk. You trying to find that nigga.
Because,
baby, your lights get turned off if you don't work.
That's
it. So then with the pandemic, you know, it slowed everything down.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I just got off from this network, AIB Network. Shout out to them. I got picked up by a network.
Okay.
I have my show, Over a Cup of Coffee, Rodney Wash. Let me say this. I'm sorry. Over a Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash. Yeah. Go watch it. And by April, and then my show got nominated by Black Media Honors for Rockstar Media and for Best Talk Show.
Okay,
so
look
you know,
at you
I'm
out
thinking
here.
I'm about to, you know, 2020 is my year, baby. Yeah. I was like, I'm here, I've arrived, let's
I
go.
I have arrived.
And then COVID said, no, bitch.
Not so fast, ma'am.
So, yes, and so then with that, I had a lot of time to self reflect. And, you know, I got on YouTube and I was just talking about branding, how to brand yourself. And then I got work in mysterious ways. Because sometimes we all, everyone know, you have your low moments where you want to just have a self-pity, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you be like, I didn't get to do this or that. And there's one lady, her name is Desiree. She wrote me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. I was like, who the hell is this writing me at 3 o'clock in the morning? And she was like, I just did a whole research on it. I was very impressed when she found out. Like, she really had to do some Googling. And I was like, oh, my gosh. She's like, she said, son told me to write you. You tell you to write a book. No lie. That's what she said. So I met her the next day at Starbucks. And we had a wonderful conversation. She told me how to write my book, what I need to do, and everything for free. Now, she charged, like, probably $3,000 for it. She's a person who helped authors get published and things like that. And she did it for me for free just off of what God told her to do.
Oh, amen.
And
amen.
I wrote my book. I ain't gonna lie, the first time I'm very, this is my problem too. I had to put in the book, I like to get things done. I didn't really edit it when I first published it.
A lot of you authors need to know that. You're putting out mess.
Yes.
Read your work and go through with a fine pen.
Yes, yes, yes. I ain't gonna lie.
All you content creators.
Quit putting out drafts.
Stop.
Yeah. Quit publishing drafts.
Stop publishing rough drafts. Edit the shit.
No, you fine.
A lot of people do that.
No, you fine. I can admit when I do something wrong. And by then, sold 500 copies. But honestly, only 3 people actually wrote me and said, now, Rodney, the message of the book, I understand it. But God damn it, you spelling money wrong. I know you know how to spell money.
Yeah.
You know, and they say, I can tell you what type you did. I said, but for me, I just wanted to put it out.
You want to get it done.
And I also said, if you got a bad copy of the book, I'll replace it for free. But I'm proud to say that my book has sold over 2,500 copies.
All right.
Since October 13th. And I was going to have a book signing on February the 10th.
Let me write a book.
But let me tell
you.
But my publicist, you know, told me, he was like, hey, I got good and bad news. So I was like, give him the bad news first. Boy, are you serious?
Yeah, write
the book. What do you think?
And so he was like, bad news is you can't have your book signing on the tech because it's double book, and they felt like you weren't big enough to do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, goddamn. You know, I work hard.
Goddamn.
And then he said, a good thing, though, Zane is having a book signing.
Ooh, Zane?
Zane is having a book signing. She read your book and wants you to be part of her book signing.
Oh.
That's excellent.
So I'm really happy with that. And God is good. And, you know, they gave me money to get billboards around Atlanta. Yeah. So I have a billboard
going on.
Yes.
You got a little bit of billboard money left?
No, child.
It's gone.
It's
gone.
Yeah. I'm trying to pay some rent.
Yes, but.
But hello. I'm going to go to Ruth's or something, biscuit. Bitch.
I can I get a cheese
bitch? Bitch, I'm hungry, too.
Please. I'm
gonna
have a piece of shrimp.
How can I? Okay.
Anything else you have for Rodney?
Yes, I want to talk about this reality show he's a part of.
Oh.
Okay, wait. Well, let me talk about my book before we get to
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Let's stay on the brand.
So,
you see the bitch. You know, I got all them questions. You know, I got a whole heap of them.
You got a whole adult
heap. They adhere. Okay.
So, like, how long did it actually take you to write this book?
It took me from Friday to Monday.
So, you wrote it. How many pages is it?
It's 37 pages.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you are a person who just need guidance, who just want the basic concept of branding, I'm not saying I know everything, but I know what I know to get to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it's 1,000 books out there to teach branding. But I feel like my book is special because I'm actually speaking it from media work through my eyes.
Yeah.
All the things, how to find your passion, how to brand your brand. These are the 8 chapters in the book. I'm just going to read it. Chapter 1 is, what is your passion?
Okay.
Chapter 2 is branding your brand, a.k.a. branding. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3 is networking.
Come on.
Chapter 4 is being unseen. Mm. Chapter 5, don't be a part of every opportunity.
Mm.
Chapter 6, building your team.
Yeah.
Chapter 7, run your brand like a business.
Yeah. Mm.
And chapter 8, how to make money off of your brand.
Yeah.
And I truly believe if you follow those steps and you really understand what I'm writing and you research, you have to research. And you do it. I feel like anybody can make money off their passion if it's for you.
If it really is your passion.
There's no reason why. How many times we sit on our jobs, right, and make these companies millions of dollars?
We're always helping someone else's dream.
Yes.
Because they paying us.
Yes.
Having a job, you are helping someone else.
Because sometimes your dream just ain't paying you no money right there and there. Sometimes I just can't take it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
I can't take it.
He's so silly. And then you get that bad review, and the company beat you down.
Yeah.
But they don't praise you for the good things.
No.
And I was like, you know, I'm tired of this.
Give you a watch at the end of this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Or a pizza party.
Yes.
I done had so much pizza, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. All the pizza I done ate, bitch. I'm tired of pizza party. They can tell me a shoulder, hey, bitch, we got pizza in the break room.
You so silly.
Fuck you in it, pizza. Okay. I need a bonus.
So, the lady, she helps you structure your book. She helped you come to the name of the chapters, too?
No, everything. So, basically, I just turned my YouTube videos into a book.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. Look at you.
Well, how do we find you on YouTube?
YouTube, you can type Rodney Wash.
Rodney Wash?
And I will pop
up. It's like a spell.
Yes, and my book is having a Google panel. So if you Google Media Worth of My Eyes, it will pipe up for you and show you where it's sold on.
Oh, is it on Amazon?
Platform. It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. You made it.
It's on Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million, IndieBound, and Bookshop.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and then I'm working on Walmart and Target.
You have some digital copy.
Yes, and I have an ebook as well. And I'm doing
a Kindle?
Audio book. Yeah. I get the word messed up sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing the audio on the audio book as well?
Yeah, no, I have somebody who actually, Charles Mack, is actually doing it. He's a phenomenal person. He has a great speaking voice. And I truly feel like he turned my book into, like,
a thing. Yeah.
And I can't wait to drop that. But, like, it's just good. Like, if you're just tired of working for someone and you feel like you sit on your blessing, God truly feel like this entrepreneurs are blessings from God.
Amen.
And the reason why I said it because of what you speak and what you do can bless and inspire somebody else to do something else. So stop sitting on your blessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't yell it up.
Stop sitting on your blessing and get out there and make your stamp in this world. You know what I mean? It's 1,000 people who are trying to do what you do, but it's only one you who can make it better.
Come on.
Exactly. That's why I do what I do. Like, right? Without me, like, what would you do?
Yeah.
We would not be
like, hello.
You do keep us going.
I am here. And I am queer.
Yes.
Yes,
that's
queer.
That's a strong guy. And bad.
You need Teddy's car.
Stay in there. Yeah, I see
them.
You're perky. You have work.
Can you just some A-cup?
You got to lift this
and just shake them good enough. They in there.
They rip onto the shoulder.
All right, so. Now that we got all that out the way.
Right.
Like, child, what's been going on? Like, you dating somebody? Like, you single? What's happening?
I'm happy.
You happy? Don't give me no media press.
I'm happy.
You know the girl.
That's PR training for you. It's in the book. I'm happy.
Oh, is that happy? Did you talk about a relationship in the book?
No, I don't. I talk about how you avoid questions you don't supposed to want to answer.
Oh, okay.
I want to push back on that. Does that make you not human?
I am human.
I mean, I understand you're human.
Yeah.
But if you don't ever show anything and you give these nice political answers.
I share what I want to share. I say that.
That's I mean, like,
but I am dating. I said I am, so I didn't.
You said you're happy.
I'm happy.
Right. I asked you what you're dating. Now you answered the question.
Yes, I'm dating.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today? Like someone today?
I'm dating.
Okay. Like now? Like was you dating last year?
I'm
you
dating. Dating.
Are you dating this year, 2021?
I'm dating.
I'll tell you
about it. What do you look for in dating? Who good? In type of guys that you date? What do you look for in dating?
For me, right now, I am finally 30. I turned 30 January the 3rd. I'm happy. I feel like a new person. Like I feel.
You still know the age means you're young.
Yes.
You get older,
I'm happy. A lot of people ain't make it.
40-something.
But that's a blessing. I'm be happy at 40. Like I feel like for me now. I'm not really so much worried about looks anymore. I just want something. I want somebody that's gonna be there for me. Now you can't be like overly obese. I'm not gonna lie, but like
I don't need
a chiseled body. You can have a beer gut. That don't bother me. As long as you got your money together, you right with God, you right with your family, we good.
You're not dating your brother.
Hell no, you're not.
We know that's a deal breaker for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Automatic deal breaker.
All right.
I don't deal with family.
Okay.
But yeah, and you gotta be tall. You know, I like a little 6'5". You know.
Okay.
Anything else? But you didn't have like four more lists. You said it was just one thing.
You know what? It was very bland at first. They're adding season.
Right. So you gotta be tall. So you want? Would you like to climb a tall tree? So you mean you want you a tall bottle?
Oh.
That what you want?
I like to climb.
Okay, you like you give me a little climber, but I think your thighs look a little thick, climber so thing. You might want it. You might like to be climbed on. I, you know, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm asking
in the words of
here.
Whitney Houston, I'm every woman.
Okay, okay. Come on. Okay, so he's fully versed, everybody. We got that out the way.
That's what
so,
we need to
I know you are doing like a show. Like, can you tell us a little bit about the show? What's happening?
Well, the show is called. Oh, okay. The show.
Can you?
Yeah,
check the NBA real quick.
Look,
hello.
The show is called Set Off Atlanta, and the reason why I joined this show, because I had opportunity to join other shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like this show was different because it was actually showing people who are actually up and coming, actually doing the work.
Right.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of shows out there that you are fighting, acting stupid, you talk about what you do. But, like, are you really working? Because outside of filming, I don't see you do anything.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Or they post them selfies
up with. You're
only
busy when you're filming.
There was some selfies up with people saying, yeah, I'm working with so-and-so. And it's like, child, I don't see them. With
picture.
I don't never see. Girl, you a fan, girl. You
stood
in line just like we did.
I had an interview with Sheen Magazine last year. Some people ride that for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? It's good to pause, but don't stop. Find something else we need to talk about.
Absolutely.
Let's stop talking about CD 10 years ago. That's old, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, move on and move on to something better. And I
be like, I'm the next Monifa. Like, girl, what the fuck?
Right.
You don't talk about that for 15 years, girl. I mean,
but I feel like
what have you done lately?
It's going to be a show to compete with. We have a great cast, and I respect everyone on the show.
Is it a cast of 80, like some shows?
It's not a cast of 80,
I don't just ask.
But, you know, you do 18? Have people. You know, some people don't have good, you know, enough content,
oh, know.
So you got to balance out.
Friends of the show is what she's trying to say. It's a main cast and it's a B cast, like Friends of the Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
but
A and B.
From my understanding, is this your second time doing this show. Why did you leave the first time?
Oh, I left because not going
to
be disrespected. I work too hard. And I'm not saying I'm better than anyone. But, again, my lights in my house is because of me.
Right.
Okay. I have contracts signed with people that I just can't do certain things. And I feel like I'm not going to argue with any bitch.
Especially big burly bitches, too.
Any bitch.
Big burly
I'm not going to argue with any bitch that does
either.
Not work in media and don't have any substance.
Child, don't have nothing. Child, she ain't got a damn pot to piss in. But, you know, I digress.
Who are we talking about?
This girl named Kevin.
Ooh.
Oh, and
girl,
see,
you
I
know,
know
I
ain't.
Listen,
you don't play with me like
I
that.
I ain't giving nobody no clout.
I always name names, bitch. I've got to
I ain't giving nobody no clout.
You ain't never got to ask who I'm talking about.
Because we would never be in the same room because we wouldn't run the same circle, sweetie.
You would never catch her unless we're in Walmart.
And once I left, I have yet to see her.
I like literally
I
all these events,
here,
red carpets, you'll never see her. I understand.
Period.
I get you.
So the person's not on the show anymore.
No,
what brought you back?
They won't come
She's
back.
Not affiliated with anything besides Walmart.
My question is this, though. But
maybe Dollar
you
General.
TV, do you not feel like to a degree you sign up for deserve some of that.
Right.
The disrespect that you just said that you don't.
It's fine.
It.
Like I don't look at Mikey. I don't. I can argue with you. Mm-hmm. I can do all that stuff. But when it gets to a point where I feel like it's about to get physical. And if I feel like this, if I'm going to fight someone, at least I know we both got something to lose. I'm not going to fight with someone who can go to work the next day and then I'm out of contracts begging for somebody to stay somewhere. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I heard that.
So
if I was going to be on a show, I at least have to respect everyone on that cast because I'm going to open my mouth and argue with you. That means at least I respect you.
Yeah.
Period.
It's worth fighting for.
It's worth me going back and forth with you. If I don't say nothing to you, I'd be like, girl, bye. That means you're nothing. I don't see it.
That's
if good. I say something about you, if I want to critique something, that means I care and I see something in you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Carl, any other messy questions you'd like to bring to the table?
Let me think. You know, I had so many brewing back here, but I just got so caught up in the moment. I'm like, no, I'm actually good. I'm good. I got everything, you know. I'm good.
How do you like your storyline going thus far? Have you had any conflicts? Are you dealing with any conflict currently right now?
Not really. I'm really kind of like just trying to figure everyone out. I haven't really met everyone. People I have met, you know, it's a show. You know, it happens. You know, you have your opinion. So I understand why people say you can't have an opinion. Opinion is a word for a reason, right? It's a dictionary for a reason because it's a true word. Mm-hmm. So it's how you express your opinion. That's what gets people effed up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But applause. I don't think if I say I don't like your music, that's not any reason for you to come back and want to fight somebody. You know,
right.
If I say like that bitch can't sing, like it's like whatever. You get what I'm saying? Like it's a way how you say things. But right now I'm not beefing with anyone. If somebody beefs with me, I don't know, and I really don't care. But I like my storyline. My storyline for me, really for people who can come from the country, from the dirty South, Mississippi. I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Where?
In Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And growing up, I was a people pleaser. I was trying to please my parents, my dad and mom. And I was living out my dad's dream. And when I had a car wreck on September 23rd of 2012, almost, they told my parents I was dead. My face was split open. And I remember, I was like, God, if I would have died, I would have died unhappy. Not like I didn't have a good life, but not fulfilling my dream.
Absolutely.
What I want to do.
I feel that.
So I want to show people who watch me, I hope this is what people get from my story, that you do anything you want to do. And don't apologize for your success, because they don't know your backstory. They might feel like you got successful overnight. You know what I'm saying? But they don't know what you've been through.
And Naomi Watts said, that's a pretty long night.
Exactly.
You made it overnight.
Yes.
They don't know the length of that night.
They do not.
It's different.
Maybe they don't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had some people, even when I first got on radio, I'll never forget, I had a couple people who, you know, said some things like, you know, like how to be nice, nasty. Oh, good for you, but how did you get that?
Ooh.
Well, what do you mean? Like, you feel like I'm not worthy to be where I'm at? You know, so, and they even tried to have me get into it with, like, certain people on these rally shows, like, before I even thought about being on one. Like, I'm not talking bad about them because, like, we're basically the same thing. I'm not ever going to be jealous of somebody. When you envy people, that means you will block your blessings.
Yeah.
You have to respect people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and not just block blessings. You don't believe in what you got.
Exactly.
You don't believe what you got.
Exactly.
Why are you worried about what I know?
Exactly. Because I have people who really look for me to win.
Yeah.
When I go out now, people actually notice me. I have like a good 30 people every day who just like write me good morning.
Yeah, because you be
I,
out like, there now.
Write me, like out. Tag me and stuff. Like, I have a great fan base. It's unfair to my followers who actually represent me, who actually... Like, the people who wrote my book, those who actually care about me to worry about somebody else.
Pour into them.
I need to pour into them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Mikey going to lead us with something. I don't know. You know he likes to talk, child. So. We'll be back. This is the Hey Mikey Show with K-Star and Imani Van Zandt. And we'll be right back after these songs or messages. I don't know yet.
You and I. freezing cold. That's how we already know when it's here. My dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger Flame, he in sicko mode.
This here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coupes. This shit way too big, when we pull up, get me the loot.
Give me the loot!
Was off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers some, with you was a noose.
Someone said,
surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play, play, play for keeps, don't play us the week.
Someone said,
surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play, play, play for keeps, don't play us the week.
This shit way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her hop in, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Have to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I gotta open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
Someone said,
shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
Someone said, someone said, motherfucker, someone said,
don't play us the week.
Astro. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, ay, like a light, ay, like a light, ay. Slept through the flight, ay, not for the night, ay. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet, yeah. It's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like, yeah. That's what we like, yeah. Lost my respect, yeah. You not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took, wet like on Book, wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy. Like where is he? No one seen him, I'm tryna clean him. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. Woo. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 yeah. Like a light,
like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Cell, he sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock, I say you know this shit is tight. Yeah, it's absolute, yeah, yeah. I'm back with Boot,
it's lit.
LaFerrari, the Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping off no parachute, yeah. Shorty in the back, she say she working on the glutes, yeah.
Oh,
ain't by the book, yeah. This how it look, yeah. By the check, yeah. Just check the foots, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took. Yeah. Baby mama cover Forbes, got these other bitches shook, yeah.
Thank you.
What's going on, y'all? We back. You're listening to WTT Radio. It's the Hey Mikey Show with K-Star and Money Van Zandt. Y'all, this has been quite the show.
It has.
Rodney, where can everybody follow you on social media?
Everyone, you can follow me at I am Rodney Wash, not Walsh with an L. It's like wash your hands. People get that mix up all the time. No, it's I am Rodney Wash. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and one more.
What else I want? You don't use that much.
YouTube, thank you. Damn.
Oh, how you get that?
YouTube, and I also have a podcast called Convo with Friends. I'm happy to say we have surpassed 30,000 downloads.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Noah.
Yeah, so God is good. God is in the blessing business. So get with the right team and get with your passion, baby. You'll be all right.
Doing my passion, start paying me, bitch. Them jobs, fuck them jobs. Until then, I gotta clock in.
Hey, I just got a lot of.
I will see you tomorrow. All right.
It's bothersome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning. I'm here, ready to clock in.
Let's do it.
So, Imani, your show will be coming on tonight. Who we have on your show on the Imani Van Zandt
show? Tonight, we have Aisha Posey, our makeup artist. She's the one that supplies all my lashes. And then Mikey Everything. Gay rapper.
Oh, rapper.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
And Imani, where can everybody follow you on social media?
I made it very easy. Imani Van Zandt. Yeah. And as I say, if you know who I am by now,
shame on you.
Like, really. Okay, what rock have you been under? Really. Imani Van Zandt on everything, all social media.
Bye, babies.
All right, Mr. K-Star. Bye, babies. What does your upcoming week look like?
Yo, what's up? You know, it's your motherfucking girl, bitch. this week, I just got some dinner.
Is that sucker good?
Delish.
He's sucking like a ghetto girl from the hood. I mean, like straight block corner.
Is it penis?
It's like a little
dick. Wait a minute. What flavor is it?
The it's flavor, a little black.
I want ready.
Little dick with flavor.
I want ready.
Mm-hmm. I said the PG word.
That's what it's giving me.
Give us your social media that's for
you. I actually have anything. I've been kind of like clearing my schedule up because I wrote a movie. As everybody probably.
Congratulations. Oh.
Thank you so much. And we actually go to production.
He said I could be an extra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he is.
And we actually start going to production in April. So I am directing it.
You directing it?
I am.
If I don't get to carry a cup of water, I'm mad.
I needed my vision to look the way I fucking wrote it. Okay.
Oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
So I've been kind of clearing my schedule for that. But what I am doing next month, I am recording two movie videos. So I can get those out there. Then I start my press tour, which I really didn't even do for the damn album, which I should have been done. And I do some more shows because from my album came out in September, I've been really doing shows literally like every week up until like December. And I was tagged.
And that's what you call good branding.
Yeah, it was good. I mean,
that's good branding.
It was good. So right now, I've been kind of like chilling. Right now, I'm a bit tired. And COVID is still out here.
Because you have been working. You got number 34. Yes, congratulations.
Period. So right now, I'm just
right?
Yeah.
You got something to say?
I'm
going to girl. This one here?
Hold on.
Yeah, you better. Because
we're going to fight for next weekend.
Nah, that's all right. I will see her on the 30th,
you
okay?
You're going to see all of my personalities.
She throw her daggers. That's all right. It's cute.
You'll see all three of my personalities.
It's cute for her.
No,
push
you'll
through,
get Mikey,
mommy.
You'll get Mike, and you'll get Mike. You're going to get all three.
You getting all of this.
That's wonderful.
All of this. But, yeah, you can follow me actually on Instagram at The Carl J Star and The K-Star Official. That's my official music page. I'm still working on. My manager handles it. And then you also don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube, which is K-Star Official. And I have the corporate mouth. Do not forget the corporate mouth. We are going to pick back up. We're redoing the entire season to get our interview set up and stuff right now.
Okay.
And, me and Tramiel. Yeah. Make sure I am Tramiel. Make sure
I'm
you follow Tramiel. My homie, too.
Okay.
And I don't really use the rest of that shit. That Snapchat. You know, I'm old. The snaps and the
chat. I do have Snapchat.
All the other shit.
She's
I don't,
nobody, though.
And TikTok.
The tweets. Like, I was real heavy on Twitter for, like, the first year it came out. And I said, you know, I'm bored with this. So
I'm starting to get back into Twitter.
I think Twitter's good for, like, podcasts and radio.
Is it really?
Yeah. If you have a podcast radio, I think that's what you need
to
be on.
That's a trick to Twitter.
Figure out. Take note of that. We'll add that to our thing. I hate it.
Instagram I done mastered, but Twitter.
Instagram's not for
I just post on my news on Twitter.
Instagram before
it became
like
the thing to do.
Yeah.
Now all the competition out there today. I guess my little dick and ass ain't doing nothing for you no more. So it's all over the place. So
well, wonderful.
There's
okay.
This has been a very enlightening episode.
It's been a very So you guys can follow me on social media, on all social media platforms, at HeyMikeyATL. And this week, I am, like, legit, y'all, taking a break. Last week, I want to personally thank each and every one that reached out to me about a devastating loss that I had. It meant a whole lot to me. I am taking everything one day at a time. just breathing through it. But you can trust and believe that come back in February, I have a lot of things coming out. Stay tuned for more episodes of Web Life Atlanta. Our season finale airs on Tuesday of next week. So you'll see me, Carl, and four other amazing people. And then next weekend we'll be filming.
Everybody come?
Next weekend we'll be filming our reunion. And it'll get real. Remember, no matter what you see me and Carl say or do to one another, it's still all love, okay? I appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all next week.
It may not feel like it. Thank y'all. K-Star gets the last word in this bitch.
Bye, ho.
No, she did.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Another Medical Minute with Dr. Kanisha. October is Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Awareness Month. Sudden Infant Death Syndrome is still the number one leading cause of death in infants under the age of one. The risk factors for SIDS include stomach sleeping, exposure to cigarette smoke, and poor prenatal care. So how do we prevent SIDS? Well, the Back to Sleep program has been the number one factor in preventing and decreasing SIDS occurrence. This means that putting baby to sleep on their back every single time, even for naps, can decrease their incidence of SIDS. Also, eliminating cigarette exposure and optimizing prenatal care. This has been another Medical Minute with Dr. Kanisha, and the more you know, the farther you can go. Please be sure to stay plugged in at Dr. Kanisha on social media as well as drkanisha.com.
WTT Radio, your community active station. Spread the word. WTT Radio. It's on fire.
What's good?
The soul of a woman. The soul of a woman.
Oh,
like the soul of a woman.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's such a strong connection, unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
'Cause you're next door, me love you next door.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
'Cause you're next door.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like the soul,
of a woman. Sometimes I make you mad, we may fuss and fight, but no matter what, we still kiss goodnight. I sleep better when you're in my arms. Oh, oh yeah. 'Cause baby, your love is so divine. It's just like the one I love,
only one I
this
love.
Is my, this is my,
this is my,
this is my, this is my, oh baby, yeah, this is my dedication to the one I love,
it's all
this is my.